In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Well, all right, y'all. All across the USA, Compton, Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer Cali. So if you're keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the chickens.
Where are you at? This is OG Gangsta Granny, and the Gangsta Chronicles podcast is back in effect. Get ready for some of that G shit.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit that purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment.
All right, we back with another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles, and of course, I'm with my homeboys.
Big J.
Yeah.
Man, we back in the house. Eight, man, it's good to see you back, you know, back in the saddle, bro.
Right. Oh,
yeah, man, shit. You know, just a little setback, you know what I'm saying? We had to just basically just rest up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Nothing major, nothing serious, so we back in the saddle.
Bro, we be having to take care of ourselves, man, and get that rest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of niggas on our status, you know, like I be telling niggas, a lot of us stay away from the hospitals because a lot of niggas don't, you know what's up with that health care and all that shit's kind of hard to acquire and them prices and shit. So first thing I want to tell niggas, whether you big or small, you know what I'm saying, make sure you got that health care, man, so you can get out there and get you some checkups and make sure your body is in tune. Because like you say, we ain't getting no younger, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure. And Father Time is undefeated. As sure as your ass walked the earth, you either get old or die.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
motherfuckers got to pay attention to it, though, man. I'm losing so many people around me. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just dying. You know what I'm saying? Two friend of mine on the bike said, the young cat that was in the car with my brother when he passed, he was just killed, I think, in Ohio or something. Uh-huh. It's just so many people passing away. It's, man, we got to think. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, everybody need to be careful. Everybody need to be careful out there.
You know, we definitely need to think, man, and take care of ourselves. Another thing, too, I want to tell everybody out there, go get you a life insurance policy. Even if it's a $100,000 policy, don't do that to your family to where you lay up and die. Now they out trying to sell dinners and raise money on top of grieving. Don't do that to them. Exactly. It's a little bit of nothing. You can get a life insurance policy for $15 a month.
Yeah, my mom tells me, moms make sure every other day when I talk to moms, that's the first thing, you know, especially when a nigga done been down for the count. First thing she say is, you got life insurance? They get you some life insurance and pay on that shit because, you know, you don't want to leave motherfuckers don't hanging. You know what I'm saying? So you see motherfuckers with, you know, trying to help out with the GoFundMes and all that. So, yeah, get you some life insurance, man. It don't cost you nothing. If we could buy some toys and smoke and have a good time, man, we could spend a couple of dollars on some life insurance for real.
Hey, what about you got life insurance and people do that GoFundMe and all of that shit, sell t-shirts and all that shit and keep the money?
Yeah, that's why I say it'd be a lot of phony shit going on, James. You can see it all day.
People all got day.
Or families try to regulate that, and then you see some side hustle with niggas got the t-shirts, or, you know, I'm trying to raise money for my homeboy this, and that's what the uncoordinated bullshit be. So you just got to watch out. Just make sure your family is secure, because you know when you dead, you can't control shit. You get me? So I'm pretty sure, you know, knock on wood, that, you know, we able to live another 15, 20 years, whatever, but you know, it's going to be all kind of plots. Niggas selling MCA t-shirts and CMW, rest in peace, and all that type of shit. So you got to be careful and make sure the family is secure when it comes to your health and passing and burials and all that, man. Because you don't want motherfuckers trying to come up off your death, man. That's just the lowest of the fucking low right there.
Exactly. And you brought up a valid point, man. You know, you're talking about intellectual property now, how people go out and make these t-shirts of these artists and stuff. And they selling stuff like, you know, rest in peace, Nipsey. When you saw Nipsey pass away, you saw all kind of t-shirts and stuff, you know. And it makes you wonder, because even though I know he had his own brand, it makes you kind of wonder how many people was out there selling t-shirts and trying to come up. Because right now, people doing bad out there. They cut off that unemployment, the extra unemployment cats was getting. So cats is on every type of scheme and scam they can get on.
Yeah, cats is back out, man. The streets is on fire right now with, you know, the money is gone and niggas is in an unrest, you know, shit. James, I've been hearing the city been on fire for the last couple of days.
Hey, they at war. They at it.
Man, I've been, people been calling me every day, like, stay the fuck out of Compton, man. Do not come to Compton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And then you got to think, man, with all of this shit going on, well, we got a new president now. We're watching them motherfuckers storm the Capitol and all of this other shit. You know, we would think, I never say they would think, but we would think that we got to change our motherfucking way because of the situation that's going on today, of how shit is being planned out, how these people storming the Capitol and getting away with the shit, and they going to jail. But if that was us, man, it'd be a whole bunch of dead bodies around this motherfucking, and it's justified. You kind of feel what I'm saying? We got to stop blaming everybody for our shit, man, and stop it. That shit that's happening in Compton right now, that shit don't have to go. The shit that's happening in LA, that 100-day shit, you know, that don't have to be. Stop killing each other. And we just ain't going to get it. We ain't going to get it.
It's unfortunate that we not getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, The Capitol shit was some shit that was like unbelievable, because like you said, that shit wouldn't have happened as far as the race is concerned. Us as minorities would have probably never been able to cross the street in that type of situation. But different strokes, different folks. But just taking from that and seeing that situation, it's crazy that, you know, is the city and LA, and what are we getting with the gang, with the banging and the killings and all that's been going around, the civil unrest that's been going on in the community. But like I said, people don't understand when we try to tell them the shit was there way before we got there, and the shit gonna be happening way before after we leave, because it's just the nature of the beast, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak. I don't know of what we can do to calm the situations. Like you said, it's a lot of youngsters and shit, a lot of young homies, young niggas out there that's going crazy and not thinking about what's going on. As you said, as today we inaugurated a new president and we got rid of Donald Trump, and what people has been saying has been pulling the country down as far as what's been going on the last 4 years. You know, that's in a difference of opinions, you know, because some people would say that shit, he was great for the country. But right. We as black people, you know, and niggas in the neighborhoods, like I tell people, a lot of that shit don't reach the home base, and especially when we got these youngsters who don't see no end to this banging shit. And now it's back on with the beef and with the other hoods, and we going to click up and go after that hood. And now we going to put this, you know, 100 niggas in 100 nights type of shit out, you know. We got to deal with that as motherfuckers who grew up in the hood. And people in Washington, D.C. who make the laws and the rules and all this shit, they don't see the unrest that's happening in the inner cities right there. That's why I tell a lot of people a lot of time, you know, shit goes on right here up under motherfuckers' noses that you don't see.
No, I think they see the shit. And what I was saying about it, I kind of got to give Donald Trump his props. And the only reason why I give it to him is because this man...
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Made it so easy for white supremacy and all of this, all of these different racial groups that came out and showing themselves. You got police officers, you got military officers, you got doctors, fire department, you got everybody out there, all of these white people out there. Now to see the police out there engaging in the shit, what that tell you what we have in our neighborhood? You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, exactly.
Racist motherfuckers, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't see that shit. It's plain as day on TV, on television. We see these people out here that hold these jobs that sworn to protect us. They don't even give a fuck about the president. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Damn.
But this is what we up against. And we got to see what we up against in order to get better, move forward, or whatever we have to do. Common sense. Tell us, man, we got to change. It ain't up to no goddamn president or whomever. Donald Trump brought the light out so we can see. He took the wool from over our eyes so we can see. Yeah, I got everybody, politicians, the whole nine, that are racist, for real, racist, that mm-hmm. don't like you, don't like your skin tone, and they govern us. Everything, the odds are against us already, man, and you have to look at it and see. Ever since we talked to I forgot her name.
Tesla.
Every since I talked to her, man, I have been enlightened, and I have been watching CNN every day.
You have
every
to.
Every day. Huh?
You have to, man. It's so many of us, you know, James, our people, man, we really need to change a lot. And we all like to be entertained, man, but we have to watch the news to know what's going on. We can't be worried about, but we'd rather sit up and worry about what's going on in so-and-so's relationship, who fucking who and who doing this and who doing that, instead of seeing what's going on in the world, and we wonder why we're behind in so many things. And one thing I saw about those white folks, when they get together, they band together. They don't care about their personal beliefs or any beefs they may have. They put all that to the side, and they just ride for a cause.
Well, I mean, they ride for a lie, but regardless of, they showed their true colors. And mm-hmm. and for them to come out and be just as clear as day, this is us, this is our country, and was willing to go up in there and the shit they was talking, hang Mike Pence, the Pelosi chick, they wasn't bullshitting.
Oh no, they was on the motherfucker's ass. They was ready.
They was on it. And they was ready, military people up in there. And you know, just the way they was moving and how they was getting down. Then they have the officers that work in that motherfucker, allow them to walk through them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just shows you what the world is capable of. And for us to be sitting out here killing each other over some dumbass shit, over some dumbass shit. And I try to tell these niggas this. When you get on Facebook, that social media shit, and you're flagging and putting your money to your ear and showing your cards and all of this other bullshit, you opening the door for a hungry motherfucker that ain't got no hustle already. All he do is jack. And they're mm-hmm. going to come after your ass because they know where you at. You're telling people where you at all the time. You got to get off of that shit and just do you. These dudes ain't understanding that shit, and they're getting killed over for money, man, for money. Because the next nigga want to come up and don't want to get off his ass and go work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say that because I was one of them motherfuckers. And niggas need to understand, that shit ain't going to last forever. You feel me? That shit ain't going to last forever. That money don't last forever. You might get this and get that and spend your money. That whip you just bought, when the motherfucker break down and all it needed was an oil chain at first, mm-hmm. you ain't even got money to fix the motherfucker. So you got to go jack another motherfucker. You feel me? So because we reckless with the money, because it came free, you're going to spend it free. Mm-hmm. And then if you working and getting that paper, that check, and I'm not finna splurge my shit. I got to do this. I got to do that. You learn how to respect your money if you work for it.
Yeah, well, that's right. The thing, and you made a key point, if you work for it, like the thing is, it's almost like when you first get a sack, if you stole that sack from somebody, you go do whatever you do, get your money, you spend it as soon as you get it, you hit the swap meet, you know, buy some new shoes, some cross cords, this and that, whatever, right? That money gone, But when you go and invest in you a sack and you stand out there on that corner, you get your money, you're a little bit more tighter with it.
Right, right.
You're a lot more tighter with it, you know. So, yeah, and that's the thing, especially when you an individual that got to get up early in the morning, you're going to work for 8 to 10 hours every day, you're doing overtime just to make it, you're going to be a little bit tight with that change.
Yeah.
Because you knew what you had to go through to go get it, so you value it a little bit more. You know what, man, kind of to change the subject, man, I wanted to see what y'all thought of something, right? Trump had pardoned, you know, he pardoned Harry O. Good thing Harry O is home. And he pardoned, man, shout out to the homie Cato. They let his brother out, man. His brother was doing 8 years, man, for 6 pounds of weed. Ain't that crazy?
He got out.
Yeah, but you know what I don't understand, man? With almost all of the country being legalized now, and I know we touched on this before, they still sending people to jail. Like, you would think they're not sending people to jail like that no more, but they still are.
Man, shit, but, man. In certain states, you know, you go to them battleground states, you go to them Indianas, them Ohios, them motherfucking, you know, them Georgias or whatever, you know, they lock you up, man, for that marijuana. They not playing with they shit. They still trying to class that shit high felony rate, take your ass to prison for 10 years for a bag of weed.
Is it still a Schedule I drug?
I don't know if they changed it. Shit, because it's still federal fucked up. You get me? Shit. I mean, the states have gone fuck it. You got your right paperwork. You got this, man. Open your dispensary. Get it good. But still, the feds are still come down on you. That's what niggas are still trying to fight right now. You know what I'm saying? And what's the purpose of giving niggas all day in life and shit for half of the country that already legalized? You know what I'm saying? In a state. So,
hey, what's his name that we did the show on at his dispensary?
He's my boy a Virgil.
Of that.
Yeah, my boy Virgil.
Yeah, Virgil is a prime example of that. So
exactly.
If they want you, they don't give a fuck what it is or how it is, they're going to get you. And they're going to flip the law against you to put you in prison. So, I mean, even with all your credentials, they found a way to put him in prison. Feel me? Which they knew it was wrong as a motherfucker. But, man, this shit is crazy. I'm glad Harry O is getting out. I don't know of Kodak Black.
They said he pardoned Wayne. He pardoned Harry O. He pardoned Kodak Black. You know, it was a couple of people on that list that was waiting to see if they was going to be able to ride out of there. I know them three has been the main focus of the conversation of being pardoned. So,
in the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I guess that's a good thing, like you said, you know, in some sense, maybe it's like a try to reach the people one last time, you know, because, you know, motherfuckers say he going to try to come back, or he going to have him a Trump clone in the White House, or they going to try to take back over the House in 2022 or whatever it is. So, you know, that's one of them last hoorahs a motherfucker do, you know, to try to get on the motherfucker good side. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you remember this.
Well, I'll tell you, it definitely was a twist, because I'm going to pull this guy's name up. Trump had an agenda, man. And, you know, the thing is, if he let a few rappers out, you know, he let Harry O out, Wayne and them. But he also let his boy Bannon out, the guy that stole all that money.
Well, Bannon stole $25 million. Yeah.
Exactly.
And he got found, he got convicted of that shit. That motherfucker was a straight crook. So was Harry on them a smoke screen? Okay, I'm going to let them out, so I'm going to let him out. No, it ain't no smoke screen. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Everybody that went to jail up under his administration, he pardoned them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Go on and take that lick. I'm going to pardon you at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Go on and take the lick. Keep my name out your mouth, and I got you. But you got to sit down for a year.
You got to sit down for yeah. You go on, sit down for a year. I got you. I got a check for you. I got a check for you when you get out. I'm gonna make sure before I get out of office, I'm gonna make sure you pardon my nigga. So don't even trip. Keep my name, like you said. Keep my name out your mouth. Go on, do that little time. And motherfucker, I got motherfucker service package for you when you get out. Don't even trip. Like a nigga kicking homie down when he get out, nigga, with a sack and a new car and shit and some pussy. That's what he did.
That's what he got for.
Don't trip. Nigga, I got the whole setup. I'm not president no more, so I can get the whole setup. I'm going to have a spot down in Florida. You come on down there when you get out, nigga. I got you hooked up. Don't trip.
The right kind of motherfuckers he want to fuck with. And Tesla said the motherfucker was a gangster, and I believe it.
Oh, yeah. He's most definitely a gangster, because you talk about it, James. Now, you know what they not talked about? The motherfucker took $25 million on some scheme shit talking about building the wall, right?
Right.
Took all of them people's money. I don't know why that shit popped up like that, but I don't know if he ever gave the money back, James.
I don't know. He get the money back.
Hell no, yeah, I'm gonna go sit down. I ain't giving shit up when I gotta go sit down for a couple of years, so fuck that.
Because my whole thing is this, hey, I don't know about y'all, and I don't have no urge to go to jail, but $25 million in 1 year seemed like a nice little trade-off.
That motherfucker said, man, please, what, I'm gonna do what? I ain't finna do but a couple of years. Then when I get out, I still got the money put up.
You think he took $25 million up under Trump and Trump didn't get a dime of it?
Oh, Trump got some of that bread. They chopped that up, James. It's like you telling me. It's like this, James, right? It's like you telling me, still, if this money play, we go get $25 million. I don't mind. I go do the year. That ain't shit for me. And we chop up some money.
Nigga, shit, please.
I get a cool.
Sit down for a year, nigga. Then we gonna chop up this $25 million when you get out.
But you that money was the money, the people that stormed the Capitol. That was their money. That was people giving money to build that wall. Just like Trump, when he used all of these people, basically a GoFundMe for his legal fees. He made all of that money. And he didn't, one thing about him, he didn't switch his tone. He kept it 100 and stayed 100 all the way to the end till he walked out. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't coming to shit. I don't want to see you. I don't even want to see see you in the White House until I leave. And that's what he did. The niggas, the man is a gangster, man. And he gangstered his shit and did his thing.
And he had a big old, he had his own send-off, I heard.
Yeah, they...
He like, I'm cool. Shit, I have my own send-off. I don't need y'all to send me off. Shit, I was already a motherfucking business-ass millionaire motherfucker. What you think? His presidency ain't paid me but a couple of dollars, man. You want to know all the money I done made on the backdoor deals and under-table deals? Man, please, man.
Well, from what I heard, you got to remember, Trump didn't take a salary to be the president. Remember, he turned that down because the thing is, you got to remember, and he's about to make so much money now. Trump is about to put out a book and make millions of dollars on it. He's going to do a movie. It's going to be all kind of shit come out on this guy. Watch what I tell you.
I'm an entertainer, nigga. I know how to entertain. That's just what he say. I ain't no politician. I'm an entertainer. I know how to entertain and get that dollar. Watch.
But you gotta remember,
I'm a business motherfucker. I'm gonna get up in here and make all these business contacts. So when I do get up out of here, I done set so much motherfucking shit up. I'm about to be making bread.
Yeah, he about to make a whole bunch of loot, man. Because you know, you got to think about it like this. All the little side deals he don't cover people. You know some people on that list, man, that don't shot him some bread.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people. But, you know, he seemed to be a good businessman, but he not. He makes so many bad, he make more bad deals than
he made a gang of fucked up decisions. Yeah. Trump been losing money from ever. You know, back in the 70s, 80s, he was losing bread. But you know, he one of them motherfuckers that know how to cop something down and then run and get something else. You know what I'm saying? When you got the gift of gab and you're a shrewd business motherfucker, you go use another motherfucker money to come up. I don't even gotta touch my bread. I'm going to have another nigga invest in some shit and then cut him out backdoor and do some other slick shit with the nigga that's doing the shit under the table right here. Them niggas, that's what he here for. I ain't here for no politicians and laws and rules. I'm here to make connections and make money.
You're gangster.
Yeah, because he's filed for bankruptcy, man, multiple times and always been up.
Always. I'm talking about always. That's a motherfucker who done filed for bankruptcy a billion times, and you see a nigga still strutting like, nigga, I ain't lost a dime.
And ain't if you're a billionaire, a self-proclaimed billionaire, and your taxes is only $1,500, you only pay $1,500 in taxes, you a bad motherfucker.
The bad motherfucker, like, I don't own shit. Like, I don't know what you talking about. Nigga, I paid myself a salary, nigga. It was $1,500, nigga. That's it.
Right.
And you know what? And you know the coldest part about that shit, man? I can't do nothing but admire the shit, dog, because I'm trying to find that motherfucker he used. There was a whole bunch of people mad. I said, shit, I need this phone number.
No, I wouldn't fuck with him that way. At the end of the day, it caught up with him. Everything caught up with him.
Exactly.
His last 2 months, and, you know, just still trying to beat Trump, opposed to taking his wounds and taking his licks and just going and push, he had to stay who he was. And at the end of the day, it put him in a position where he's the worstest motherfucker on the planet, the worstest president on the planet at that.
Yeah, he got that title now. You get me?
Yeah.
He got the title being impeached twice. He got the title of just being a fucked up president. We done had some fucked up presidents, but he probably at the top of the list right now.
He is at the top of the list. He is at the top of the list. So I mean, you know, hopefully shit'll get better. You ain't gonna away, but hopefully this shit get better. But us as a people, we need to pay attention to what's going on and how fucked up people are out here today and what they truly believe in. They truly believe that this is a country that they built on their own. And just like they tell us, why are we worried about slavery and we wouldn't hear? Hell, if you my age, you wouldn't hear doing the slavery or the making of this country. So what make you think this your shit? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people just got to be aware of the shit that they say and be mad for a reason. Don't be mad because a man lost. You know what I'm saying? Trump should have stood up and been a man and said, I lost at the beginning. Mm-hmm. He had the same situation when he came in. The Russians fucked up the election, and that's how he won. Now he's using that same terminology and bringing it to say, this is what happened with Biden.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, game is game, man. And if motherfuckers don't see
that shit is so funny. Like you said, people scream that, you know, my country shit, and you see people going crazy. It's my country, and it's our country, and my country, and, you know, and a difference of opinion and shit, because the minorities, you know, we don't feel like we get the same luxuries or the same motherfucking leniency that, or, you know, our Caucasian counterparts might get. But my thing is, motherfuckers yelling, this my country, because you what, go buy you a house, you pay you some taxes, and you feel like, you know, oh, I got rights and motherfucking shit, and I can do this and do that. When really, motherfuckers don't give a goddamn. Like, every motherfucker that step in the office, you got to really evaluate shit. You know, if your motherfucking ass ain't in that upper tier bracket, you still a struggling motherfucker just like the rest of niggas. You feel me?
Hey, let's do a comparison. Just like being in the hood. We call the hood our block. This our hood. This our mm-hmm. shit. We don't own now corner of that motherfucking hood. The same as them.
If you do own a house in the hood, if you do own a house,
if you come to the hood, then motherfuckers get dealt with coming in the hood, which we say that's our shit. That's not our shit. Just like these motherfuckers say this is their country. They did the same thing that we do on the daily. They wanted to fight for their block, they hood. They think this they shit. They ain't no different from us. You know what I'm saying? But to put themselves on the line, that's the only difference. Black Lives Matter wouldn't have went out there and got down like that, because we know they gonna kill us if we go up in this motherfucker cracking windows and hopping through motherfucking doors.
Oh, so yeah.
We know the difference. But they thought because of white privilege, they thought that they can do this and get away because they was told to go. You feel me? Come on. Mm-hmm, I mean, exactly. People got to really like see it and understand where we at. Take it to a hood perspective. This ain't your hood. The country is not your hood. You don't own this shit. Everybody is living on this motherfucking planet and is supposed to live. Build what you can build and live. Build to make, to leave for your kids.
It's crazy because motherfuckers screaming like they get some privilege by screaming that shit, you know, and what they did, like you running up in the Capitol and it's America, wonky woon. Like, motherfucker, you go kill a motherfucker and they find your ass.
That's some real shit.
You going to jail,
that's some
right?
real shit.
You're but you got care, a police right? officer dead.
You ain't finna get no special privilege like, oh, well, this is my country, and I killed a motherfucker, but I can just go on home and shit. You gonna hey, go to jail just like me, hey, right?
Have you heard them say about that? I might get some longer time to get a motherfucking ass.
What you say?
The police officer that's dead. All of those, over 200 arrests, have they even mentioned anybody was charged with his murder?
No.
Okay. Now, you know, in the hood, and I know you got some homies that's doing life in prison because they were involved in a robbery and the homie got killed and they gave him that murder because
exactly
okay all of them motherfuckers up there should be charged with murder. They do it to us
exactly. Motherfucker, you was riding in the car with a nigga or you was there at the scene. I don't give a fuck if you was waiting in the car. Oh, exactly. Well, you was with him, you getting charged with it.
You getting life.
Everybody
too.
Getting the same amount of time. Yeah.
But you don't
everybody
see that.
Should get that. Everybody who stepped in that motherfucker and the police is dead, so fuck it. Nobody gonna stand up and take it. We're gonna charge all y'all. So everybody okay. that we bring in who we charging with storming the Capitol, we're gonna charge all you motherfuckers with that policeman's murder. Why not?
Now, here we got Trump privilege. Trump incited the motherfucking riot. He should get the murder charge too because somebody was killed because he incited that riot. You the ring motherfucking leader.
Real shit.
And no, this is what I'm telling you. If we in the hood, if I gave one of the homies a gun, and he went out there and did a drive-by and killed the motherfucker and got caught, they gonna ask, the first thing they ask, where did you get the gun? If they say, I got the gun from Mob James, they gonna come and get Mob James for murder.
Damn right.
I decided that shit. I plotted and gave them a weapon to go kill.
Oh, you definitely getting charged with something, my brother.
Okay, so here we go again. Trump privilege. What makes him different from us? Because he a president? All the rules should apply to everybody. If we equal as of equal, then the rules should apply to everybody, my nigga. But it don't. And this is
that's
what we
some real shit. That's some real shit because James is right. All 200 people out there that got arrested should be. Oh, we also tagging on a murder charge for you because somebody got hurt when you was out here on that bullshit.
Right.
Somebody got killed, not hurt.
We'll see how that unfolds, though. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's the crazy part about all of this is, man, I see everybody out there celebrating, man, and I guess I'm trying not to turn jaded, man, because one thing I'm going to tell you, if we get one or two of the things that they promise, it's going to be amazing.
What did they promise?
You know, just everybody just come in with all the cap every year. It's the same thing
what
every
the
year.
Fuck, right? This, I'm going to say this again. What is promised? You as an average ass motherfucker doing this podcast, sitting up talking, you got kids, you got a wife, you got a house, you a regular motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So what were you promised?
Well, that's the thing. You know what I'm talking about theoretically, man, because ain't nobody going to do shit.
I'm talking as a regular ass black man who got to get up every day, get his kid dressed for school, all that type of shit, who got to hit the 9-to-5 bricks. You know, I'm going to work at the gas station or work for Shell, or I'm going to work for a cable company, or I'm just a nigga that's stuck in the motherfucking hood done took me under and no way out. What is promised to me? What is
supposed to happen? What he promised it is that This is why I'm giving the stimulus. I want to help and with the unemployment and the people, okay. And the people that's like you just said, I work for the gas station. I don't make that much money anyway, but now that I'm unemployed, okay, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you get something to keep you going every month. $1,400 ain't going to help, but it'll do.
You ain't giving me that. You giving me that every month?
No. No.
Okay. So what am I supposed to do after you send me that $1,400 and I can't pay this $2,000 a month rent or my $200 a month?
That's why this shit should only apply for motherfuckers that had a job and lost their job and getting unemployment. It shouldn't apply for people on welfare and all that other shit. But if you a working man, then you should get your just due. The main thing he's talking about is this goddamn corona shit. The mask and trying to get this shot out of here, this vaccine out of here to people so we can fix, so we can get rid of this shit. So some kind of way that shit gotta go away. But if we out here partying every goddamn day, eight and not wearing the mask, and there's 200 motherfuckers out here, one out of five got it. Now you going home and you don't know you went home with it. Now four people in your household got it. But he just saying that we got to start off with the serious shit. That's the pandemic. Then we got to find a way to make sure that you keep your home, your medical, and all this other shit. Now look at it from the beginning. The first time Trump did that shit, motherfuckers was getting all this goddamn money. They getting this money, and then they ain't doing jack shit with it. They took advantage of not having to pay rent and all that other shit, but then they don't pay it, and they going to Walmart buying all these motherfucking TVs and shit, goddamn dummies, knowing that you got to pay that shit back. But they don't pay it back. Now they're getting evicted.
Yeah, but that's
at
a
that point, that's you should have took advantage of that type of shit because you know this shit ain't free. You know it ain't free. So that's where that's at, man. We got to pay attention to our situation,
I don't want to say that's a small-minded mentality, because that's just the motherfucking mentality of motherfuckers who feel like fuck a motherfucker. You know, like you said, a motherfucker come up on some bread and then they run out, buy maybe a new whip or run down to Walmart or Costco, buy them a couple of 80-inch screen TVs or buy them a couple of PlayStation 5s or whatever. That's a hustler, nigga. That's always been the hustler mentality of motherfuckers like who come from that world, you know, or even a nigga's grandmama or auntie who come from that side, go run down and scheme and get her some TVs or whatever, you know. But niggas, you know, niggas wasn't taught the value of, you know, stack your bread or hold on to it for the rainy day or shit like that. You know, nobody was taught that shit. I didn't have that mentality when I was coming up. Some of them grown ass motherfuckers who still living in the hood who ain't been taught them ways still gonna do that shit. I know a gang of motherfucking grown ass motherfuckers who still in the neighborhood who gonna take 15 to 20,000, and instead of thinking of something smart, a motherfucker gonna go, I'm gonna go get me a car and a whip, and I'm gonna go buy me some new clothes and whatever, whatever, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And I deal with what happens tomorrow. It's a lot of motherfuckers who still like that.
But tomorrow's the motherfucker, though.
But like I said, it's a gang of the motherfuckers still there. It's a gang of motherfuckers still in that mentality because they wasn't taught the ways right of, nigga, invest your money or save your money. And if you already working a 9-to-5, don't go take this little $15,000-$20,000 and go buy a fancy car and some jewelry just to look good. And you wake up tomorrow when the money stopped, you back broke and you ain't got nothing to show for it.
Hey, that's what E-40 said. Why go spend $100,000 on a car and you still living with your mama?
Because a lot of niggas wasn't raised with the hustler mentality and that motherfucking mentality of stack bread and stack and then wait for the rainy day. You get me? It's just that, you know. And it took a lot of motherfuckers to get older to learn that shit. And a lot of motherfuckers who are older still ain't learned that shit.
Right.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yeah, they busting niggas everywhere. You know, shit, niggas got 15, 20 cards. Niggas got 30 cards and shit. You get me? That was the scheme. That was the scam. And if you teach that, if niggas already got the hustle mentality down, shit. I mean, niggas, you know, been doing credit card hookups and blah, blah, and this and that and whatever, whatever. Niggas have been doing that shit for years. So it's right. No secret that niggas know how to come up off of shit. So when you present a nigga a come up, a nigga gonna utilize the come up. That's what they was taught.
Well, let me tell you some funny shit that just happened in my house, right? So my wife calls me. I'm on my way out there to go mess with glasses, right, James? Sunday.
Yeah.
She calls me and says that, the bank called me and it told me that some lady named Maria Keller in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just used your card. Did you authorize this? Oh, no, I didn't authorize it. Well, I'm going to text you this code. You're going to get a code. Send it back to me and insert it here, right? Then my wife said, well, the bank just called me. They just took $400 off the bank. They didn't. I said, well, did you see the other money gone? And she said, no. I said, Maria, that don't even – I said, baby, that don't even sound right. So the dude called her, got an Apple Pay. Don't put her card in Apple Pay and told her, you're going to get a code. Give me the code. I said, man – and the cold thing about it, he actually called from the bank phone number, man. So he spoofed the bank phone number and called over here. So people got all kind of schemes and scams going on nowadays, man.
Right.
All kind of
shit.
That's
what they do. Niggas got all kind of schemes going on. You got to be careful because right now this is what's going on. Because people thinking everybody got bread because of what was going on with the government and giving away the stimulus and all that. So motherfuckers is feeling like shit. Everybody got bread. So here come the motherfucking scammers who know how to get at the niggas who they think ain't got bread. Nigga call you with some 800 shit or I'm from this company or nigga I'm from Cash App or I'm from PayPal or whatever and you need to send me a code and do all kinds. Those are the slick niggas, man. Them niggas is sitting up every day and they waiting to pray. That's how they come up. Some niggas serve dope. Some niggas rap, some niggas play baseball, some niggas go to 9 to 5, and some niggas sit up on that computer all day and hit them keys and shit, because that's their specialty.
Yeah, right. That's cool shit. When I tell you homeboy called me thing, and I said, okay, baby, you know the bank is closed today. Then, because you know we talk about the credit union, right? You know the credit union is closed on Sundays. You can't get in touch with nobody. So how you gonna say he calls you? I said, you just don't gave him up on a scam. You know, you just don't got took. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they got all kind of stuff. And I see they caught these kids, man. And I was just like, that's some crazy shit. Why would you go up in Macy's and Beverly Hills and you got 25 EDD cards in your pocket?
Right. Because they don't think.
They not call you in. Because what happened was, you know, he using one card. Hold on. I'm going to put the rest on this. Put 700 on this because, you know, they done burnt all the cards up. They ain't even got sense enough to use one card at a time. They go on there with three different cards. You know what I mean? And got cracked. She called the police on them immediately.
You can't be slick. The stores know. Motherfuckers know that's the scam going around. And especially, they already peeping you out when you walk in there and looking at the color of your skin, looking at your demeanor, looking at what you looking like. And if you looking out of place, man, it's already going to alert a motherfucker. So they just waiting for you to do something dumb.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess that's it, man. It's going to be interesting to see what happened the rest of the year. Ain't nobody got Trump to talk about no more. His ass is gone. We got a new motherfucker in there.
Right now, it's going to be to see what happens next, you know. Like you said, we got a new president. We got a vice president, you know. Things have been going on. Things, you know, been pointed out, you know. They, you know, got combined together, you know. They couldn't go down without each other, but they linked up together, you know, is what people saying. And they supposedly got the most votes, you know, 80 million votes and shit. But, you know, we knew Kamala was running, you know, tried to run for presidency herself and had to drop out. And then, you know, they said Joe Biden lost three primaries before, you know, but, you know, they linked up and they pulled it off. So I guess it's going to be as far as what the American people, you know, because they have voted them in. So we got to see what happens next with the next step. See what the next 4 years is about. Fuck, we want to see what the first year is going to be about.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, though, you know, big ups to Kamala Harris, man. We got a sister that's, you know, vice president of the United States now. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, it's been, like I said, it's good that we got somebody of color. You know, it's a step in history for us. You know, first woman vice president. You know, just another stepping stone for us, you know, to put on that house, you know, of bricks that we formed as far as what we have done as Black people, you know, but we have to hope, you know, hopefully that, you know, she represents us in a way that we want to be represented. You know what I'm saying? And she can help a lot of brothers and sisters out by, you know, taking advantage of her position and just, you know, doing something for the Black people, which is good. That's what I'm looking to see.
Yeah, you know what? This one thing, man, I wanted to ask James about this in specific because you was around when Harry started coming around, right, James?
When he was in jail when Death Row started.
Yeah, but you was, you know, when he's calling up there and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be some shit with him and Interscope now that he at home, man?
No, why? I think he got his pay. I think out of Suge, he got his money. I think that man done did so much time. I think he gonna come back, relax, and start these books, these movies. This, I think he gonna
exactly.
It wouldn't make sense to get out of jail after all this time and start attacking people. So I don't think he's smarter than that, man. No, yeah. I think he's going to come home and relax, get him some pussy, and lay up on some pussy and sucking on the titty going to sleep and get up, put his shoes and socks on, and he's going to get out there and try to get his money. He's going to do his thing.
It's a lot of money to be made, you know, on the financial status of his stature of being able to come home and what he's been through and saw and the transition as far as, you know, the streets and the game and being affiliated with one of the most, you know, famous record labels in history, and not just on the Black side, but just as far as music is concerned, you know, and to in this year of 2021 to be pardoned by Donald Trump. So it's a lot. It's a lot there to just to be focused on Interscope, who eventually cut their ties with Death Row, and Death Row is where it is now. And I think, like James said, it's other shit to be recognized and be focused on than going back, you know, 25 years over, yeah, you know, a lot of what was mishandled, so to speak. So, you know, if I was the brother, man, it would be so much other yeah, lucrative situations.
Well, I know for a fact that he's gonna have a lot of stuff going on. You know, he's gonna get his just doing. And the most impressive thing about that brother that people don't talk about is he was a business genius. He had he was a really great businessman. You know,
he's gonna be productive when he come home, man. Guaranteed. Yeah. Watch. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be productive.
You know, just as far as, because you know they want to put all the dope charges on him and stuff, but I think really the thing that was happening with that, man, you know, he was telling all those guys back then, forget buying these cars, forget buying jewelry, go buy property downtown Los Angeles. So he owned a whole bunch of buildings downtown and everything else, man. So like you said, I think he's gonna come home and be really, really, really productive, because he wasn't no dumb dude.
Yeah, a lot of us are smart and articulate, and we're not just the image of what people think when they see TV or movies or watch videos, that we just dumb motherfucking niggas who want to buy jewelry and fancy cars. You know, a lot of us are articulate, and our presence and the way we look might speak different volumes to motherfuckers, but we some smart ass niggas. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure, man. Well,
I want to say this before we get off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue to keep our prayers for Reggie. Man, I pray and I hope he come out of this.
Yes, sir.
And everybody else that's going through this shit. I pray for my sister. Hope she come with a speedy recovery on this shit. My little cousins has it. I hope, man, I just pray that this shit go away. But I pray for Reggie every day. And I just hope he come out of it and I'll be able to talk to the brother. So
me and you both, bro. Me and you both, man.
I just want to say thanks to all the fans out there, all the people. You know, I know I was in the hospital for a couple of days, got a lot of well wishes and a lot of thank yous. So I just want to give a shout out to all my peoples out there. I want to give a shout out to the show. You know what I'm saying? Good looking for holding down while I was down for the count for a minute. And yeah, everybody just take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This COVID shit ain't nothing to play with. Like I said, I done been in the hospital, so I done seen, you know, how it's set up. And it's not a pretty sight. So I know a lot of motherfuckers are skeptical about getting the vaccine or whatever, you know. So I guess we can discuss that on the next show about, you know, how people feel about, you know, this COVID-19 vaccine, and are you willing to take it? You're not willing to take it. But in the meantime, just watch your health. Be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Pray for the loved ones who's sick, for the people we lost, and let's try to have a productive 21.
Right. Yeah, for sure, man. I got to give, man, one of my partners, man, I coach with, man. I didn't coach with him. He was one of our rivals, man. My boy Mike, man, rest in peace, man, had a massive heart attack, man. I don't know if you knew Mike.
Yeah, I probably know him on the circuit. If he was on the circuit, then we definitely done bumped into each other.
Yeah. I don't want to put his name, you know, his whole last name out there for the family and everything. You know, they, you know, civilians, man. It was just a sad thing, man. Before we go, I'm going to say that, man, you find yourself asking God sometimes, man, why is all the good brothers getting took off the planet, man? The good dudes, like this dude, man, I swear, man, I didn't know he was wasn't the kid's biological father from the longest, from the way he acted, man. You know, he was proud of that kid. You know, he raised him, man. I saw him take that kid up, man, from when he was like 8 or 9 years old, 8 in the parks, to where this dude is at Arizona starting now.
Oh, that's good shit.
You know, Arizona State started, man. So, you know, I just want to say, man, let's take care of ourselves, brothers. You know, let's really take care of ourselves, man. Let's start eating right. Let's drink water. If you got high blood pressure, take your medicine. I know them things, man, they make your head hurt and they, you know, get to playing games with your dick and everything. But fuck that, man. You got to be here. You know what I'm saying? Let's exactly. Take care of ourselves.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.